Cummings, brother and sister, R.S. St. Helena, California, November 29, 1909. Dr. and Mrs. Cummings. Dear brother and sister Cummings, I have for some time desired to visit the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, but I am not yet prepared to take another journey. However, I have no complaint to make about my health. The Lord has sustained me in a remarkable manner during my 5 months' journey in the East and since my return. It has been a source of continual encouragement to me that whenever I have stood before the people, my infirmities seem to disappear, and I am strengthened to speak for an hour or more without fatigue. My mind is clear, and the subjects of Scripture come readily to my attention. I trust that before long, I may be able to visit Southern California and to speak at Paradise Valley and in San Diego. I feel intensely the necessity of presenting the truth in its simplicity. I believe that the earnest, simple prayers that I offer up to God will be answered, that He has promised, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7, verse 7. Why should we not all believe the word of the Lord? If we will but take Him at His word, what a degree of blessing will be ours. God's people need an experience in the exercise of faith, in claiming the blessings He has promised. We must not act as though we believed there would be a failure on the part of the one who has promised. We should ask more and claim more of the riches of His grace. It is to the glory of God that His messages of mercy shall be appreciated, accepted, and believed, that they may bring comfort to the soul of the receiver. The Lord will be pleased to make His believing children more and more intelligent regarding His character. It is for their own good and for the glory of His name that they have clear conceptions of His goodness and mercy and love. Let God be honored and exalted by the exercise of a constantly increasing faith. There is an essential work to be done in all our sanitariums. Are we forming Christ-like characters? Here is where many fail. They do not follow on to know the Lord and to glorify Him by expressing His love, by performing acts of mercy and becoming molded after the divine similitude, their characters fitted to reflect the worthy example of Jesus Christ. I may ere long visit San Diego. I long to be telling the people of the nearness of our Lord's coming. When the message has gone forth to every kindred, nation, tongue, and people, then the end will come. Be of good courage. The Lord will certainly work for everyone who is willing to be worked. We have recently had misty, rainy weather, which has been beneficial to the ground. The grass is green and flourishing. This morning it is clear, cold, and bracing, and I have a fire in my fireplace. I shall endeavor to write to Sister Gottsian soon, and I am sending to Brother Lindsay a copy of a letter received from South Africa. May the Lord bless and encourage and strengthen you, is my prayer.